It's Saturday of the second week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today our Roman station is at Santi Marcellino e Pietro, Marcellinus and Peter. Constantine the Great seems to have built this church, the original church, on the Via Labicana, which still runs in the same place now as it did in ancient times, with the very same name. He built this church in honor of the martyrs, and he had his mother, St. Helena, buried here in a porphyry tomb. Pope Damasus says that he heard the story of their martyrdom from the lips of the executioner himself. Like most churches, it underwent many restorations over the centuries. This one, however, was later entirely demolished, and a new one finished here in 1754. The Saint Peter of this pair was an exorcist. He was imprisoned during the persecutions by Diocletian, and he wound up converting his jailers. The priest Marcellinus then baptized them. Eventually, both of them were beheaded. It's possible that the pair of saints, who were probably not brothers, nevertheless influenced the Mass formulary today in respect to the readings, for the Vetus Ordo, of course. The first reading is about Esau and Jacob, while the second, the Gospel reading, is the parable of the prodigal son, which also has two brothers. In the ordinary form, the Gospel has remained the same, though the parallel was lost in the first reading. The 20th century liturgist Pius Parsh has an interesting comment in his book, The Church's Year of Grace, about the antiphons and how they tie to the Mass formulary, the readings. God's call goes out to penitents and catechumens without previous personal merit. We who have already responded praise the mystery of election and conversion. By means of the antiphons at sunrise and sunset, the Church wishes us to reenact the drama of the prodigal son. In the morning we go to Our Father, humble and repentant. We go to church. In the evening God adorns us with princely dignity as members of his kingdom. I will go to my Father and say to him, Father, make me as one of your hired servants. The Benedictus Antiphon. The Father, however, said to his servants, Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him. Give him a ring for his hand and shoes for his feet. The Magnificat Antiphon. In his sorrow, he wanted to become a slave. His father makes him a prince. Note how the scene of the prodigal's reinstatement resembles the solemn investiture of a bishop in the robes of his pontifical office. How well these two chants summarize the essence of penance and exemplify the Church's pedagogical method, so full of comfort and consolation. Father Troadek comments on the Gospel today from Luke 15 about the prodigal son. The father is overjoyed to see his son, and the son is certainly overjoyed also to see his father again. Definitely, in the beginning, this happiness is tempered by the sorrow of having caused his father pain. Only when we start coming out of the pit do we realize how deep it really was. Then do we feel a great sorrow and ask ourselves how we ever could have fallen so low. Yet little by little, the view of the Father is such a consolation for the Son that the pain gradually subsides, and soon there remains only a profound peace. This boy in the parable represents the sinner. We, too, have offended God many times over. Like the Father in the parable, God waited patiently for us to come back to Him. He even did more, because it is He who inspired us to return to Him, giving rise to our movement of repentance. By confession, he allows us at any moment to be completely washed, whitened, purified. Lord Jesus, I thank thee profoundly for the patience thou hast shown me up to this moment. Grant me the grace never to doubt thy mercy and to come humbly back to thee by the sacrament of penance when I have the misfortune of falling into sin or discouragement. Henceforth, I will take the time to awaken in myself a greater contrition so that my confessions might be more fruitful.